Just over a year ago, earthquake devastated Haiti was hit by a deadly outbreak of cholera. Since then, the government says more than 6,000 people have died and some 450,000 others have been sickened by the disease, a story we think has been undercovered. Now a human rights group is suing the UN on behalf of more than 5,000 Haitian cholera victims and their families, seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. Evidence suggests the cholera was inadvertently brought to Haiti by Nepalese troops with the UN peacekeeping force. A study by the UN found that a local contractor failed to properly dispose of the waste at a UN base. Attorneys for the victims accused the UN of reckless failure in containing the outbreak. We received the following statement from the UN. The United Nations has received the claim by the Institute for Justice and Democracy and is currently considering the matter. As this concerns a legal claim, we cannot comment on it. The Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti is based in Boston. Brian Concannon is the group's director, and thank you so much, Brian, for joining us today. First, what, if anything, have you heard from the UN beyond the statement that we just read?
We've heard just that statement, that they're studying it. In the meantime, an estimated 40,000 more Haitians have been sick and probably about 300 people have died. And so this is an urgent matter and it does require an urgent response. So it is disconcerting that the UN is taking so much time to even come up with an initial response.
How do you intend to prove that the UN is responsible?
Most of the proof is in the UN's own report. The UN issued a report by a panel of experts in May, which cited overwhelming evidence that it was that the cholera was introduced from Nepal, and it cited the failure to test peacekeepers coming from Nepal, where everybody knew there was a cholera epidemic, and also the improper, as you mentioned, the improper waste disposal, which allowed contamination of Haiti's largest river system in two different places. So the proof in the UN report is actually all we really need. There have been other studies that have been even more conclusive in terms of the genetics of the cholera strain. It's actually a very easy case in terms of the actual proof. The hard part is getting to court, which the UN has been resisting.
But from what I understand, UN forces are actually immune to criminal charges. So how do you get around that?
The UN has an agreement with Haiti called the Status of Forces Agreement that protects it from Haitian courts. But there have been other courts, not in Haiti and not with the UN, but other courts have said that immunity cannot mean impunity. And they've said that that with the Status of Forces Agreement, the UN has a responsibility to set up an alternative dispute mechanism, dispute resolution mechanism. And in other cases, courts have said if the international organization does not set up a fair alternative mechanism, then they will refuse to respect the immunity provision. So we think that if the UN does not come back with a response soon, we can go into Haitian or U.S. courts.
And just very quickly before we have to go here, can you let us know how you think the Haitian government has been handling the outbreak and how things are going?
Well, it's the worst cholera epidemic in the world. There's over 200 people are dying each month, and this is a year later. So obviously it has not been handled well. What needs to be happening, this is what our clients are asking, is for the clean water and sanitation and health care structures put into place to control the epidemic.
Brian Concannon.